Hello and welcome back to another eMoney Knowledge Base podcast. My name is Brett Tharp, and I'm back in action as the host for our most recent podcast. And in today's episode, I interview Chad Porsche, Senior Vice President of Product and Design at eMoney, about some very exciting software enhancements surrounding eMoney's Needs Analysis Planning module. We are revamping this tool in several important ways, and Chad was kind enough to give us his time to share his thoughts and overall vision for the redesign and where this tool fits in across other eMoney planning capabilities. So without further ado, let's get to the interview. Please be advised that this podcast contains purely educational information, and nothing discussed may be construed as legal, tax, or financial advice. Please consult a financial advisor for any financial investment or money management questions. All views or opinions represented in this podcast are solely the opinion of the speaker and do not represent those of eMoney Advisor LLC or any of its affiliates. Hi, Chad. We're very grateful for your time and joining the Knowledge Base podcast today. Before we get started, do you mind just sharing a little bit about yourself and your role here at eMoney?
Absolutely. And thanks, Brett, for having me. I'm excited to be here. My name is Chad Porsche. I'm currently the Senior Vice President of Product and Design here at eMoney. I've been at the firm for 15 years and have kind of seen it all over my time here, starting off in UX and moving over to product, working on things like Decision Center, the client portal, foundational planning. So I'm excited to talk about what's coming next.
Excellent. Well, great little segue there because, yeah, the primary reason that we wanted to have you on today's episode was to share some exciting news about our revamped needs analysis tool. But before we talk about how we've modernized this tool, let's just take a quick step back and describe what the tool is, where it has historically fit across the various eMoney planning solutions that we offer, and just any other relevant information about the tool.
Sure. So given all the things I've worked on, I would say needs analysis is the one tool that I haven't gotten a chance to actually work on until very recently here. So let's talk about our upcoming new needs analysis revamp. This product has been a part of the eMoney product for probably about 20 years now, targeted really at registered reps, folks that are working in banks and insurance, and trying to give them lightweight planning calculators that help them have one topical conversation, so not tied to holistic planning, but more so focusing on one topic at a time, generating a quick output that helps to either identify a gap in somebody's financial picture or to position a product that they can use to fill that gap.
Awesome. Yeah, I know the tool can be used in a variety of ways, but I like how you just positioned it for those individuals who maybe, you know, focus on modular types of goals and objectives as opposed to a comprehensive financial plan. Would you say that there's any particular types of clients that are best served via the needs analysis tool?
Yeah. You know, what we see is that people in general are looking for a quicker and simpler way to get people into a planning conversation. So common approaches here are to work with advisors who may be new to planning, advisors or reps who may be learning new topics. They might already be a master in, say, retirement, but they're starting to get into other things like insurance. So it's a nice modular way to build your expertise over time. We call it chapter by chapter until you kind of have the full book that covers all the different topics that might be included in a financial plan. So folks who are maybe newer to the industry, trying to expand their depth and breadth of what they are good at planning for. And then when it comes to the types of clients that they work with, people who have maybe less complexity, people who are having a more transactional engagement. I just have this quick question about this one thing. How much money do I need to retire? Or how much more life insurance do I need? And it gives you just a good opportunity to go through a pretty guided workflow and get a quick answer that hopefully can lead to even more planning discussions based on other topics that you learned through that journey.
Absolutely. I like, and in my training capacity, to position this as a tool that you can plant a seed. We can do a very good calculation on whatever is top of mind
And we can do all this without having to spend and invest a lot of time, and it gives us a great output to share. We can then plant that seed, maybe set up a client portal, and then nurture this relationship over time until maybe there's a little bit more complexity and reason to kind of go into more depth of financial planning. And one particular type of use case that I think this is really a good tool to use with is maybe with adult children of existing clients. Maybe the children, they're grown up now, their situation maybe isn't too complicated. We can utilize this tool, get them on a good path, set them up with a portal, and then over time, nurture that relationship until it can bear more fruit. And I think twofold, right? Parents, right? If those are the actual clients, they're going to really appreciate that you're doing something to help out their children. That's one thing that every parent will always appreciate is people that do things for their kids. So I think you can do a lot of different things with the tool, but that's just one situation where I think it really presents a great opportunity. All of that said, let's get to the fun part here. So Chad, can you share when the revamped needs analysis tool is going to be available for our users?
Yes, we have our new needs analysis modules. The first tranche of them are going to be available coming on Tuesday, March 25th.
Excellent. So coming very soon, and that's why we're doing our episode here. Well, now that we have a good understanding of what the tool is in a nutshell, do you mind just speaking to just how many people and departments here at eMoney are potentially involved when it comes to a large project like the revamp?
Yeah, and maybe to shed light on why, I'll speak a little bit about why we decided to do this in the first place and what it's going to entail. So we have been on a long mission here to update our technology, update our user experience, and bolster our position as a full spectrum planning platform so that folks can have the right sized planning conversations at the right time with the right client. And so folks have noticed, you know, updates to our client portal and updates to Decision Center. And so needs analysis was long overdue for this. Part of this was modernizing the old technology that it was built on, so bringing that up to our newer tech stack. Part of it was modernizing the user experience to bring this up to speed with things like dynamic charts, so you can do inputs and get live outputs at the same time, updating the presentations and the reports and the data visualizations, making sure that we have an interactive workflow that kind of takes you through step one through step five and gets you out in a uniform way. So there's a lot that went into this beyond just a facelift. Oh, I can't leave out too. We're adding Monte Carlo to this for the retirement topic. So all of this was to make sure that it fits really seamlessly into the rest of the eMoney platform and doesn't feel like a tool that's kind of off to the side anymore. So to do this, we've had 6 development teams focused on this for the better part of a year. A lot went into updating the architecture itself, making sure that it's using the same calculation engine that the rest of our tools use, making sure that we're using modern up-to-date charting packages, and just making all those things feel uniform so that you yield some of these benefits. Like when you enter data into a needs analysis module, that same data will show up in subsequent modules that you use. If you start off in needs analysis and put some data in, and then you decide to move to one of our other tools, or you decide to launch a client portal for that client, like you were mentioning, all that data is there. No more of that starting over from scratch again. We wanted to make sure we included some of the other best parts of eMoney, aggregation, APIs, so that if you already have data that you can load in from another platform via integration, for example, you can do that. If you wanted to export this data somewhere else, you can do that. So we're really just trying to make sure that this meets kind of the modern standards of how people are using software. And to do so, took an army, took 6 of our best teams and talented designers and product managers, software engineers, and a lot of good customer input as well.
It certainly takes a village in a lot of different ways, and this is just another one of those examples. So to give our listeners maybe a little bit more insight here, what are some of the more popular needs analysis modules that are available?
Yeah, so we're going to be releasing these in order of popularity, both in terms of what people use today and what people have been asking for. So on March 25th, with that first release, we're going to have retirement, we're going to have education planning, and we're going to have spending goals as part of that release. And then almost immediately after, we'll be launching a life insurance gap analysis. So those four represent by far the most utilized in our platform.
Super excited to hear that. Yeah, I would say those are by far the four most popular versions of the needs analysis. But that said, are we planning to maybe release any new types of modular goals to plan for?
Absolutely. So our roadmap does not stop at this release. We will be continuing to add modules up until we have parity with the 13 modules we have today, and then some based on feedback. So you can expect throughout the rest of this year, we're going to be delivering annuity income, we're going to be delivering long-term care, and then we're going to be delivering a new topic that's new for eMoney, which is debt paydown strategies.
I am super excited to hear about that. I know that is often a question that comes up in our training facilitations. Just how do we kind of show different debt pay down strategies and whatnot? And it's great that we'll have its own module in the near future. So very excited to hear that. And I will also add, as I typically do, if there are any other types of topics and things like that, we encourage all of our users to use the request feedback link so that you can share, hey, this is what we would like to see, and maybe other thoughts and ideas and just, you know, overall impressions of the software and how we can continue to modernize and improve everyone's experience. So are there any other, I guess, additional future plans for the needs analysis tool other than the new debt module?
I would also ask folks to pay attention to enhancements that are coming to our client portal. So traditionally, needs analysis has been an advisor-only tool, but we're also focused on how financial professionals can share these outputs in a more modern way to their clients. So when you're outputting your PDFs and your presentations, you can also leverage the client portal to deliver those via the My Plans page. This is a feature that was released last fall that lets you deliver presentations and scenarios in an interactive way to the portal. Needs analysis will be no different. So as you create modules for your clients on a module by module basis, you can choose to share those to the client portal, and then your clients will have a way to go and view those interactive summary pages and play with some of those assumptions and things like that. So for folks who are looking to enable a bit of a more self-led experience where your clients can roll up their sleeves and play with some goal assumptions and get their hands on their own plan, you'll be able to use our client portal for that and hopefully, again, foster that more collaborative relationship where you can start to learn about more goals and build that planning relationship over time.
Wow, that's really exciting to hear about. And yeah, it's just it's great seeing the various tools that eMoney offers and how they can more efficiently kind of fit together and just improve the experience, whether it is for that person who wants to get more involved, like you're explaining, or even those who are more hands-off and want the advisors and their team to typically handle everything. Well, obviously, we have ways to accomplish that as well. So that's super exciting. And just to kind of put a bow on everything here, again, this needs analysis revamp, maybe, you know, a few years overdue, but it's still very exciting to have this tool get revamped, to get relooked at, and improved upon to fit across different types of client profiles, life stages that the client finds themselves in. This is just a great tool to fit that segment. And then you can obviously take advantage of eMoney's other tools and planning capabilities for if and when things need to get a little bit more sophisticated. I do also want to call out, we will be offering a number of different training webinars where we're going to obviously discuss this tool and the revamp in further detail. You can find the different webinars to register for by navigating into the training tab of your eMoney Access. You'll get into the Learning Center there, and that's where you'll be able to register for these particular sessions. And so with all that said, Chad, again, really appreciate the time and all the insights that you have to share. Did you have any other last comments, final points that you'd like to share?
I just wanted to reemphasize, we're excited for folks to use this tool. And once you start using it, share your feedback in that product request part of our application. So for folks who have used that, you might have wondered, like, where do those comments go? They go to my team. So we're looking forward to hearing what people say and seeing how people use this new needs analysis tool.
Well, that is a wrap for this episode. But again, Chad, really appreciate the time and the conversation. I know the listeners will benefit from me being able to hear directly from you and your perspectives across all your time and service at eMoney. And yeah, maybe we can have you in a future episode to share some other exciting product developments, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But again, thanks, Chad. Really appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
And there you have it, folks. Today's episode is officially complete. But before we close out, I again want to say thank you to Chad for sharing his perspectives as we begin to unveil our needs analysis module revamp. As a friendly reminder, you will begin to see the initial redesigned modules starting Tuesday, March 25th, and we will continue to roll out additional modules over the next few weeks and months. And don't forget to register for various product update webinars offered by eMoney's training team over the next couple of weeks as well to learn even more. Again, my name is Brett Tharp, and I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to today's conversation, and I look forward to hosting future episodes of the Knowledge Base Podcast. So with all of that said, I'm going to sign off, so I hope you have a great day, and take care.